Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40, many of them civilians displaced by months of conflict that devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. That blast coincides with the fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered in late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran accused of killing 5 people and wounding 6 others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the Fort Lauderdale airport.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack reopened gradually on Saturday, with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president said a deal has been reached to end a 2-day army mutiny that renewed security concerns. Alassane Ouattara made the announcement during a cabinet meeting. He said he agreed to take into account the claims by the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvements to their living conditions, and the work they do. Analysts had predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis. This is VOA News. At least 3 people were killed, 17 others injured by an explosion at a restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Mogadishu ambulance services told VOA they evacuated 2 dead bodies and took 17 injured people to the hospital, which confirmed 1 fatality. A witness told VOA a remote-controlled explosive device planted in the restaurant is believed to be the cause of the explosion. Gunfire had been heard after the explosion. That restaurant is popular among Somali government soldiers who were stationed at a nearby base. Senior American diplomat Thomas Shannon has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to their country's peace, prosperity, and security will continue under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Shannon was in Kabul, where he met with President Ashraf Ghani, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, and senior government officials. Shannon told reporters later the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership between the two countries.
I can assure you that our purpose and intention here is enduring, it's sustainable, and it's long-term.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in their battle against the resurgent Taliban. An official with the United States consulate was shot and wounded in Guadalajara, Mexico, and authorities are trying to identify a suspect. Official is said to be in stable condition. No motive for the shooting is known, and the U.S. Embassy has declined to identify the wounded official. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's arrest. Many of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices are scheduled to appear at Senate confirmation hearings in the coming week, even though some have not yet completed a required ethics review intended to ensure they will face no conflicts of interest after becoming part of the government. Walter Schaub, the director of the Nonpartisan Office of Government Ethics, has written to Senate leaders complaining that several of the very wealthy nominees have not filed documents, including financial disclosure reports, that are required for anyone being considered for a cabinet post. The Senate must vote to confirm a president's nominees for cabinet-level jobs, and a simple majority vote of 51 senators is needed for that confirmation. Mario Soares, a former prime minister and president of Portugal who helped steer the country toward democracy after a 1974 military coup, has died. He was 92. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.